This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Boost Academy, and Marco's Pizza.
And good afternoon and welcome to The Revolution with Juan McCartney. I'm Hubert Edwards sitting in today, and today we have ourselves a special day. We'll have some discussion around a number of issues. We're asking you to join sort of a open line to some extent with a focus on, want to talk about COVID. We want to talk about where we are. We also want to talk a little bit about leadership. And also, today is a very, very special day. Today is the day, the birthday of Marcus Mazzia Garvey. It's the birthday of Ronnie Butler. It is my birthday, and it's one day after the birthday of Juan McCartney. And so we're going to have ourselves a little bit of a celebration in here today. Many, many persons are out there celebrating, and we want to say to you, happy birthday. But today, we really want to get into this discussion around COVID. If you want to join us, we certainly look forward to you joining us. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. Our text line, 422-4796. Let's have ourselves a very lively conversation. I have again in studio with me my daughter, Safia Edwards, and we're winding down as she embarked on a new leg of her own journey. And so it's certainly good to have her here today. Birthday daddy is in studio. And so we are going to see where we go from here. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we want to get right into the discussion around COVID. Where are we? Are we at an inflection point? Are we now need to start to take some things way, way more seriously than has been evidenced before? To be vaccinated or not to be vaccinated? You listen to The Revolution. Come right back.
All summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large shoe-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free. All just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, the emphasis we place on student individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors, or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education, no hidden fees or costs. Regardless of what it is, let us help your child reach their full potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back. If you're celebrating a birthday this month, certainly happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating a birthday today, then extra special happy birthday to you. If you are, then we share birthday with the great Marcus Mazaya Garvey. We share birthday with the great Ronnie Butler. And so today, we are going to do a number of things simultaneously. We are going to celebrate all that is Leo, all that is August, all that is the greatness of Ronnie Butler, Marcus Mazaya Garvey, and of course, we are also, just for today, we are adding one to his birthday, and so we are celebrating the original host of this show, Juan McCartney. I'm sure he's somewhere out there having a wonderful time. So the question that we are faced with today is some stark reality. I spoke earlier, sometime in this month, on different shows, about the whole idea of the Stockholm paradox. And the Stockholm paradox emerged from the capture of this admiral, U.S. admiral during World War II, Admiral Stockholm, that's his name. And he was a prisoner of war. And as a prisoner of war, he was tortured, he was beaten, he was treated badly. Not only him, but him and some others. But being a high-ranking officer, he still had the need to demonstrate leadership. And he even got to the point where he was willing to commit suicide, attempted suicide, in order for the individuals who were torturing him not to get the information that they were seeking. But on release, he spoke about some important things. And one of the things that he said is, look, we must not allow our unwillingness, my paraphrase, we must not allow our unwillingness to confront the issues which we are faced with. So even though we must have faith that the future is going to be bright, even though we must have faith that things are going to turn out
better, we should not fail to confront the true reality, because that is really part and parcel of what we must do in order to move forward. And so we're faced with this virus, which is taking a significant chunk out of our lives. It's really shifting the way that we are living. And we have to now start to think about how is it that we are going to continue. We got some very, very stark information recently when there was the health presentation, Dr. Dal Regis, the lady we like so much, the lady whose pronouncement we trust so much, which says, of the number of individuals who were hospitalized, only a very small portion of those individuals were vaccinated. We also saw graphics which showed about over 400 persons being hospitalized, and those were totally non-vaccinated individuals. About 11 were partially vaccinated. That means they would have already gotten one shot, or they may have gotten two, but not gone through the whole cycle of at least 14 days. And on the other hand, there was absolutely none of the individuals who were vaccinated. Now, I know that this brings up some serious point of reaction from many persons, because there are individuals out there who are saying very, very clearly that I am going to wait. I have a right to decide. You cannot make this mandatory. And as you would have seen, the response given recently by the Honorable Minister of Education, which in his word was a misspeak or a misunderstanding, you see how quickly that walk back, that correction has had to be made, because persons are very, very serious about not taking this vaccine. But on the other hand, I read something last evening from an individual who I have great respect for, and trust his pronouncement. And he shared the information of a friend who was actually in the process of doing research on the vaccine, trying to make a determination of which of these vaccines he would take, when he would take it, and so on and so forth. That story ended with him saying that his colleague is very much dead, having caught COVID. So the question I have for you, ladies and gentlemen, is at what point do we decide, given that life is a chance and a multiplicity of risk, not a situation where you have no risk, it's never a choice between some risk and no risk. It's a choice between thinking about which risk we are going to take with a trade-off, the risk-reward equation. Given that that's really what we are confronted with at this point in time, what are you going to do? What is your position? I wanted to go back and to get the exact quote from Admiral Stockdale, because I think this is important. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. Our most brutal reality today, right now, is that persons are contracting COVID and persons are dying as a result. Persons are contracting COVID in large numbers, and our healthcare system is being overrun. I do not want you to go away with the idea that I'm trying to be a pro-vaccinator and pushing you to do this. I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be upfront. I took it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't. I really just don't want you to die. And I believe that the world as we know it, is conspiring against all of us. There are many persons out there who like this conspiracy theory, the one world order, the Illuminati, the guy who's going to get you. Well, the world is actually in a conspiration right now, right here. We'll come to the cause in a short while. Let me just finish this point. And the conspiracy is simply this. I believe that the entire world is getting to the point where it is agreeing and concluding that the only and best way to fight this pandemic is through vaccination. Now, what do you do when that has crystallized? We have a caller. Caller, go ahead. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello. Good afternoon, Mr. Evans.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you? And today is your birthday?
Today is my birthday, sir.
Happy birthday to you, and hope that you live to Germany more, and also to all those who born in August. Happy birthday to all.
Yes, man. I appreciate it.
I am not going to get vaccinated. But why? My recent Lord in 70 Square, he gave me a week to do it, and I'm going to wait for him and wait for my God until my week is done. That's me. Because whether you get vaccinated or you don't, you could die.
And that is true.
Huh?
That is true.
Yes, yeah, so I'm going to wait for my recent Lord in 70 Square, Christ, wait for my God. And when my week is finished, then he'll call me home to get my reward.
So you are saying you don't care whether you live or die. That's what you're saying.
No, I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
No. We know you're going to die.
Right.
If I was to walk up to you right now and say, I have a way of ensuring that you die within the next 1 second, would you accept that?
Accept
the idea that I can cause you to die in the next second, and you would agree for me to do it, and so
No.
So you're not ready to die yet, right?
But I say now, I still have work to do. I still have work to do for the Lord.
Okay, why wouldn't you seek to protect yourself so that you can give longevity to that effort?
God is going to protect me. His grace is sufficient for me. He told the apostle Paul.
Yeah.
His grace is sufficient for me.
Yeah, I have a response to that, and I know how persons can be fickle. But I've seen persons gone to church and had interaction, and God didn't stop them from getting COVID. They actually did die. What say you about that then?
Yes, like I say, I'm going to wait for the Lord and let him call me home.
Okay.
Okay. You have the best of safety, and thank you.
I believe you, as a learned Christian, as an individual who studies the Christian literature, mm-hmm. I think you will agree that the Bible does says words without works is dead.
Right.
And so it's futile to pray. It's futile to rest your faith only in the idea that there is this entity, the God who is going to save you, without playing your part in that whole process as is expected by God. This is just my view. So I believe that if you protect yourself, if you go out and do the things which are necessary, then fine. But if you choose not to take it,
then don't.
I definitely want to be around for a much longer time, and I want you to be around for a much longer time. Always appreciate and enjoy engaging with you. So, think about it, all right?
Okay, Mr. Evans, have a blessed and safe one.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And again, we want to hear from you. So join us. So here are some of the fundamental things which are jumping out at us, right? We heard that the Governor General has tested positive. It's a big news. The Governor General has tested positive, and it has been shared. It's a very interesting thing. In a very interesting way. Because the press release says, Governor General tested positive. He was tested out of the abundance of precaution. But he remains asymptomatic. And all things being equal, he will be fine because he has been fully vaccinated. So the world is ganging up on us. And I'm saying us because I'm putting it in there, right? Myself in there, even though I've been vaccinated. Because I've been trying to do a number of things in recent time. And every move, every step I take, I am confronted with this idea of being asked, without being asked, are you vaccinated? And seeing the fissures between being vaccinated and not being vaccinated. Why do I mean by that? There are some benefits or some values which are emerging for persons who are vaccinated versus those who are not. It is extremely costly in some instances for not being vaccinated. But of course, there is absolutely no way I can sit here and put a value in terms of dollar money versus your decision to protect your own sovereignty. I'm just saying that coming down the pipe, things could change. Today, we made the argument that, hey, you know, this is an emergency approved thing. But what if tomorrow, and it is coming, when the FDA gives its approval, what do you do then? What do we do then? We have some other callers. Callers, you're Guardian Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing fine.
Oh, that's good. This is calling into the show.
I'm not hearing you. You're breaking up a bit.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, man, that's better.
Okay. Yeah, man, I just wanted to say happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I want to say happy birthday to Vaughn as well.
Yeah, Vaughn.
In his absence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mainly that's what I call... to see.
Okay, we appreciate it.
I'm listening to the show, but I listen to a lot of your shows, and I really appreciate a lot of your shows that you do.
Okay.
I don't have too much to, I don't have much time, but I sort of agree with the gentleman who came on before,
mm-hmm.
and who said he don't want to take the vaccine.
Okay.
He feels that God is going to protect him. No, I just feel freedom of choice. The reason I'm saying that is because nobody's talking about the flu, right?
He's talking about the what?
The flu.
Okay. Yeah.
People have been dying from thousands of people have been dying from the flu for years.
Yes.
They've been dying from the flu,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah. No one is talking about the fact that even though you get COVID, what is the percentage of people who are recovering from it?
Mm-hmm.
There are a high percentage of people recovering from COVID.
Okay. All right.
So, I'm saying sometimes it seems as if they are making the cure worse than the disease.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Now, One second. To say, I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with you that we should equate the COVID virus with the flu. It's something I think which is fundamentally different.
No, what I'm saying, I'm not saying, I'm saying people have been dying. So many people have been dying, and they've become accustomed to that.
Mm-hmm.
People dying from the flu.
Yes.
They did a test on, they had universities, they test on these same samples where they had with people who they say had COVID, and they said it was all the universities come up with the same results, mm-hmm. saying that it was a strain of the flu.
Okay.
They asked the CDC to send some of their strains. They never got it.
Okay.
So a lot of this thing is, and then people who are pushing a lot of, they're not talking about some of these other medicine that you can use. All they're talking about is the vaccine. They're not even talking about building up your immune system. They're not talking about a lot of these other things. Then someone come and talking about how you could take the bush medicine and everything's another somebody come and saying, oh, don't do the bush medicine. But they have things like fever grass would have some stuff in it that kills these things. Nobody's talking about this.
Okay.
They just talk about the vaccine.
What right.
about people who don't want to take the vaccine?
Yes.
This vaccine has not been proven for years. It has to be proven, studied.
Okay, Carla, thank you so much. I think you made the point. We'll talk a little bit about that. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on The Revolution.
A godly day to this dark in a voice.
A godly day to you, sir.
And I hope you're having a godly birthday, you and Juan and everybody else.
I am always having a godly day, sir.
Birthday.
I'm always having a godly day. So if my birthday happened to fall on a day, then it's a godly day.
Well, you're expressing your birthday today.
Yes, I am celebrating my birthday.
Well, Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, anyhow, what I want to ask you, but before I ask you any question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make several comments.
Okay.
I think because of this vaccine, everybody pushing for this vaccine.
Mm.
Okay? Now, we have a lot of doctors here in the Bahamas. We pay us guys, our ladies, we pay us for them to go to school to learn something. We have a lot of bush in this Bahamas, a lot of keys in which we are not utilizing. Why is it that the University of the Bahamas are not putting some people in those areas to study those bushes pertaining to medication for its people? That's what I want to know.
Secondly, can answer that.
Say it again?
I don't have the answer to that.
But this one should be pushed. This one should be pushed. Other thing is, right, what should be pushed? It alleged that this virus came out of the Chinese area,
mm-hmm.
from the Chinese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we're not hearing the international police looking into situation as such? Because it has a bearing on the whole world, and we here in the Bahamas, we haven't done anything to cause it be doing the damage to our people, causing the death and stuff like that, in which it's causing.
Okay.
Somebody has to give. Somebody has to pay for that. Okay? And nobody would call himself so intelligent or in the intelligences. Not of my heroin situations as such. Other point is, what I want to know from you, what's your objective? What's Guardian Radio objective? What you going to do with the data for what you prescribe and what you decide to have today?
Okay. I am not sure what the last question is about.
Oh, the last question is about
What do we plan to do with the data? We're just having a conversation, to be honest. There's no data. This could be in no way seen to be scientific. So it provides an insight. It provides a feel for where persons are. But you know, understand it's a thin slice. I think at any given time, only a couple people will call in. But you know, it's a conversation.
Well, yeah. Well, the thing is, right? When the government, right,
uh-huh.
decide for the vaccination not to be mandatory,
yes,
we shouldn't even be having a conversation.
Okay, and by we, you mean who?
The people in general, because the thing is, we know we are not compelled to have it.
Yeah, and but the government...
My point is, may I finish?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead quickly.
The point is, we shouldn't be playing on people intelligent or using psychology with your question and your promotion of having the vaccine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for your contribution. Let me say this right. There's no psychology here. There is no promotion. I tell you straight up, I took it. I know some people who have gotten sick. I have heard about persons who have died. I don't have a lot of family here of such, so I'm not extremely close to anybody. It's going to always be friends. But I know persons other places who have died. The fact of the matter is, because the government says they're not going to make it mandatory, doesn't exclude or preclude the need for a conversation. I myself have heard other policymakers make that pronouncement. I've heard it in the United States. I've heard it in Jamaica. I've heard it here in the Bahamas. I personally, I'm not going to be 100% sold on this idea of it not being mandatory. We currently have absolutely no idea of how this virus is going to change over the next short while.
if it gets to the point, if it gets to the point where in the wisdom, the collective wisdom of the of governments, policymakers, and the world, the scientists, that this is a disease, a virus which demands and require vaccination, it will become mandatory. It will. Now, we're hoping that it doesn't come to that, but in the process of hoping for that, we are also hoping that it goes away and goes away in such a way that that is not going to be required. Caller, you're on the revolution. Go ahead.
Mr. Edward.
Speaking.
We have a question for you.
Yes.
All right, so here's my question.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody have a number of how many people died within, let's say, 60 days of taking the vaccine? And I don't need you to say what they died from, because I know nobody's going to say they died of COVID.
Yeah, just dead.
Just dead.
Yeah, I don't know, my friend.
I see, and I expect you not to know that. See, because anytime I listen to these radio shows, right, and you listen to social media, especially Bohemian social media,
yeah,
particularly the people talking about taking the vaccine, they're fighting.
Yeah.
You don't know how many, somehow, lo and behold, conveniently, you don't know how many people died within 60 days of taking the vaccine, but we hear pushing an agenda to take the vaccine.
No.
I mean, here's the thing, not to cut you off.
Uh-huh.
Until you're able to articulate, come forward with that particular number.
Okay.
Everybody, to me, maybe it's just me, you sound to me, and I'm not directing at you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about everybody who's on this platform.
Right.
Saying, take the vaccine. I'm going to say to you, you need to come up with that number. This is what people like me are sitting down waiting to hear. Because, I mean, how can you tell me to take a vaccine, but you're not going to tell me how many people died within 60 days of taking a vaccine?
Now, okay, listen, Carla. I totally agree with you. I think that is useful information to be had. When I took the vaccine, right, one of my friends told me that he read someplace and he has this information which says in 2 years, everyone who takes the vaccine is going to die in 2 years. And I told him, okay, then please come to my funeral because I'm going to be dead in 2 years. Now, so I guarantee you that there are persons out there, whether in the Bahamas or elsewhere, who have taken the vaccine and who died as a result of having taken the vaccine, whether it's because of some underlying factor which existed before. That's just the way life is. All I'm saying to you is Hubert Edwards is not pushing anybody to do anything. I have taken it, right? And if you want to, go and take it. Because I've taken it, I am generally convinced you would agree that I'm generally convinced and comfortable with somebody else doing it. But, you know, you should. At some point in time, the statistics which is coming out, if it holds true, and this may sound harsh, if it holds true, persons are going to say to you, look, you are imperiling other person's life, because if this continues, there'll be so many persons putting the healthcare under pressure that you may be asked to do some other things. And government is going to be in a bind because you can't really turn away sick people. But you are going to, because you have a choice, you are going to be causing some other persons who may have less of a choice to die.
Well,
and so where in that whole process is your potential humanity? Where in that whole process do you start to think about your brother, man? Think about your sister. Think about the other persons that you could save by just changing the way you act.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And I agree with you. I mean, I'd like to take the vaccine today. But the thing is, I mean, like I said,
my brother,
unless those numbers have to come out, Mr. Edwards.
My brother, look here. The only thing I can say to you is millions and millions of persons have taken it. You make a decision. Do it this way. This is how I look at life. If you take the vaccine, there are a set of consequences. Be willing to live with that. If you don't take the vaccine, there are a set of consequences. Be willing to live with that. And as long as you're comfortable with that, we are friends. All right? Thank you so much for your contribution. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. You're on Guardian Radio, The Revolution.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic.
Tell me something. You say you vaccinated?
I am. I have been vaccinated, yes.
Fully vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on.
Alexa, stop.
I believe, I could be wrong, right? How do I ask you this? You don't live alone. You live with a family, right?
Yes.
All your family vaccinated?
Not all, but...
Let me tell you why I asked.
Hold on, go... Let me finish first. Not all are vaccinated, yeah?
Yeah, let me tell you why. I believe, like, when we make these decisions, I know we're dealing with adults.
Yes.
I know scientists, but every week things changing, and I just fall in with these CDC people and these other rest people.
Right.
Just be saying all day mode. Things ain't sound like they really, really sure what's going on yet.
True.
So why suggest...
There's uncertainty. There's uncertainty.
That's the key word. And happy birthday, yeah?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Yeah, uncertainty is the word. And why I said it right, I feel like you guys who vaccinated and living in the home with us who ain't vaccinated are more like super spreaders. No, well, listen, it sounds like a joke. Let me finish.
It sounds like a joke, right? This Papa, right?
The blind one, yes.
Yeah. No, Papa, I'm correcting you because we are potentially super spreader if we do not adhere by a certain type of a behavior.
Yeah, they say that with the behavior. They even say that they looking for you all to come get your new booster in 8 months' time. That's what we're talking about right now. But listen, that's why I tell you every day the thing changing.
Yes.
So I say when we make these decisions, we can't just do it although all us as adults and you can't make me do this and I can't make you do this, right?
Yeah.
You let one person do that inside the house, it seems like it's a possibility they are turning these people who get the vaccinated and all us is one. I ain't trying to differentiate no one. And I know we only get one will. I ain't trying to make it a two will, although that's how it seems like it turning out to be, because I know what they could do with us. When you say it could be mandatory eventually, but they could drag us, they could force us, they could make us do it. Like I was saying, right? I feel like you in the home, vaccinated, fully vaccinated, to me, who ain't vaccinated, you bring disease to me.
Yeah,
and it's a possibility that if I was vaccinated, maybe I would have been in a better condition to be around you and don't be vaccinated. I know you say go ahead.
That's a possibility, but you know, even within the household, there may be differences of opinion. Ultimately, that household has to reconcile its position. All right.
Yeah, but listen. I mean, what they could do with the people who ain't gonna get vaccinated, because to some of the people it don't make no sense, right? If you get fully vaccinated, then you get your booster, right?
Yeah.
Right now, this is what they saying. Maybe later down it could change. Right now, they saying that if you get it, you're still spreading the disease. You still could spread it and you still could catch it.
Yeah, but this is where the idea of herd immunity comes in. It's really a mathematical situation. The virus moves by multiplying exponentially. So I give it to you, so 1 to 1. You give it to 2, 2 give it to 4, 4 give it to 16, 16 give it to 32, and so on and so forth. And so the extent to which you have a significant proportion of your population who are totally vaccinated, it slows that process down. And by slowing the process down, eventually some things will die. You will catch it and it will die in you because everybody else around you is protected. And hopefully, eventually, it dies down. Thank you so much for your contribution.
Keep up the good work, Mr. Edwards.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Right. We have one final call before we take some tech caller. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening to all.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. What I'd like to say is that, you know, those who are not vaccinated, right, they are teething the success of eliminating the virus, you see? And they stabilize that, you know, and it's because of them, you know what I mean? Some people don't have it. You know, some nations don't have it, but still because of them, the disease is able to mutate, and the change is becoming more dangerous. You see?
Yes.
And you know, I feel like it's going to become a time that those who don't want to take it going to have to be segregated. I wouldn't say quarantined, but segregated. You know,
there's that possibility.
Thank you.
Okay. There's that possibility, but we certainly don't want to get to that because there's potential for, you know, concern around human rights and so on. Marcus Garvey says, the ends you serve that are selfish will take you no further than yourself. but the ends you serve that are for all in common will take you into eternity. Now, are you being selfish because you decide you don't want to take it? I don't think so. But in your analysis, in your assessment, consider that. If you are not a conscientious objector, you have a fundamental reason for not wanting to do this, then pay some attention to the literature, pay some attention to the information out there, and see whether or not you might not want to change your mind. Okay, let's take some texts. Great show, Mr. Edwards. One age is fall every year, so when you are on your 5 minutes break, dash to FML and put $2 on 0425 or 0045 in Miami and Chicago. Mr. Edwards, happy birthday. What is the age so that your texters can play it? I do not support gambling in any way, shape, or form, except that it's a lottery. That makes sense? No, that don't make sense. Yeah, but okay. You can go out and you can buy one number because obviously it falls every single year. Thank you so much for the wishes. Happy birthday, Mr. Edwards. You are celebrating with the great Marcus Messiah Garvey. Have yourself a wonderful day. Let nothing spoil your day. This is Shella Ping, otherwise called Pinky. God bless. Blessing Pinky. I am very much aware of the Marcus Garvey. I speak often of Marcus Garvey. We happen to be born in the same parish in Jamaica, St. Anne, that is. I was born on the same day. Maybe totally pure coincidence, but I've given significance to that coincidence and used that as a way of kind of, you know, channeling the way I go about life. I have a foreign client who invests in Exuma, and he tells me he can't get contractors to finish their work. They work one day and then you can find them the other day. He's moving his investment to another island. Okay, that's not a good thing, but we hope we get that sorted out. Good day, Mr. Edwards. As one look at the evidence, a disproportionate of COVID victims are highly religious, political, and undereducated. I don't know where the statistics come from to support that. I am almost sure that that's not going to be the case. This thing is right across the board. Does it really make sense to solve one problem, overload a healthcare system by jumping into another, unknown adverse effects of rush vaccine? Mass mandates and social distancing works. I am against lockdown and curfew, but not reduced capacity in social setting. I certainly agree with your latter point. Mass have no unknown risk. Social distancing work. These vaccines have been rushed. Give people at least 2 years to confirm that there is some assurance. Yeah. And I understand the argument in terms of timing, but there are some other factors which need to be taken into consideration. There has not been in our lifetime, certainly not my lifetime, where we are dealing with a disease which has gotten so much attention across so many different ethnic, cultural, geopolitical, different demographics. And so the quality of the information, I think, is significantly, it differs from what we would have had up to now in dealing with some other diseases, but respect your views on that. Happy birthday to you, sir. Thank you so much. The people who refuse to trust the scientific data in regards to the vaccine are the ones who will trust their doctors to administer treatment they know nothing about. You have a point. There's some element of truth in that. Rev, okay, I'm a rev today. Is it fair to say that if you are not vaccinated for COVID, you will die of COVID? I don't think that is true. How serious is COVID in Jamaica, according to your sources? Are you concerned about the new popularity of booster shot? Okay, so one, I don't think if you're not vaccinated, you will die. There is a risk of us dying without this. There are persons who are going, who won't take the vaccine, and they just won't die. How serious is it in Jamaica? It's very, very serious. It's wickedly serious. I think, as I mentioned before, I think Jamaica made some mistakes, which I hope the Bahamas don't make. So far, they have not made that. You know, so I just hope we hold the fort. The biggest challenge Jamaica is going to have in this, having made some mistake, is the size of its population. Right now, it's just a small portion which has been vaccinated. And if you make the argument that vaccination is not the way to go to solve this, there are some behavioral issues, you know, dances, huge dances, church and people misbehaving and all that sort of thing. I honestly think that if we take a lesson from what is happening there, you know, then some important things will be better off for us. I also want to say this, not to knock anyone, but Jamaica had its election, pulled the election off in February, and it went pretty well. But there was a spike right after that. There was a price to be paid after that. And so as we get into this election arena, we need to bear that in mind. Please inform all your callers who do not want to be vaccinated not to come to the public hospital if and when they contract COVID vaccine. Thank them in advance. That's something I want to talk about on the other side. I know it's not, it can't be right. It can't be constitutional. I don't think the government can do that. But is there a moral obligation for the individual who refuse by saying they are conscientious objectors to ride it out to the end without disadvantaging others? Because on one hand you say, I don't trust the scientists, I don't trust the doctors, I'm not going to take the vaccine. Then you get sick and you turn up at the hospital where there are doctors and more vaccine and more medicine. Let us take our break here as we get into the time for the 1 o'clock news. You're listening to The Revolution. We're having ourselves a birthday party of sorts. We're going to get some Ronnie Butler in there. Ronnie Butler birthday, Marcus Garvey birthday, my birthday, and yesterday was the birthday of the host, Juan McCartney. I want to say to all the persons out there who are celebrating in August, have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday. It's certainly an August occasion. Come right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick, around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I used to hear the older men talking by the bar. They talk about the things they did when they were young and strong, and how things are better now than it was before.
I didn't understand what they meant back then. I'm a little older now, I think I comprehend when they say age ain't nothing but a number. You're just as old as you.
And welcome back to The Revolution as we listen to Ronnie Butler. Mr. August 17, one of the treasures, the cultural treasures of the Bahamas. Every time that we are on radio around this point in time, I've always made it a duty, and I call it a duty, an obligation, to celebrate Ronnie Butler. Ronnie Butler, for me, is an individual of great inspiration, an individual who has shown tenacity, an individual who I believe should have been better known across the region. I think he is good, very, very good. Ronnie Butler is easily one of my favorite Bohemian artists. And when I then discovered that he was born on August 17, you know, that kind of sink it. You know, there was no more argument. But I think he got this whole thing wrong, but age is just a number. I tell you, when you put your leg off the bed some mornings, you know that this ain't just about no number. There are new pains, there are new aches, there are new things that you've never felt before. So for all those persons out there who are, you know, moving forward along the line and, you know, stepping up in age, you know, do it gracefully. You know, but don't run around and try to do things which your age precludes you. Let us get, we have a number of texts, so let me just get through this text caller before coming to you. I'm Mr. Edwards, love your show. You need to do the show until Juan comes back. I don't think that is going to happen. Happy birthday to you and Juan. We thank you. I will be listening out for you tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to hear another exciting guest host sitting in for Juan McCartney. I'm not sure who that is, but certainly will be someone excited. I agree with the caller. I think the proponents of the vaccine are putting forward a very one-sided argument, but not that the vaccine isn't effective. It clearly is. What makes people suspicious is the line that it's the only solution and you must take it or die. Some people who don't want to take the vaccine will die, but 95% of the persons who don't take it will live. That's some precise numbers, but I can say in principle, certainly persons will live. Let me agree with you on this. The way the pro-vaccinators have had the argument up to now, I think, may have been unfortunate. It's, in some instances, it's as if they'll take a hammer and whack you over the head and say, you must take it. We have to understand that there is a need to appeal to person's sensibility, appeal to person's emotion, and to reach people where they are. Some persons are uncomfortable. We have to go there. The idea of making them more uncomfortable by saying, if you don't, you're going to die, I don't think is the way to go. The data is clear. We have 450,000 citizens, but only 300 have died. Adjusting the messages make it fall in line with the rate in which the facts are changing. I don't buy the argument about the unvaccinated causing other people to die, because the new facts say that the fully vaccinated can get infected and they carry just as much viral load as the unvaccinated. So by the argument you gave, the vaccinated are causing people to die because no one can tell they are sick. Look at C.A. Smith, who is to say he didn't infect his colleague. He could have been walking around government house for weeks, asymptomatic, and affecting others. Yeah, I think this is where you draw the line, Texter, in that because you're vaccinated, you still need to wear your mask, you still need to do the things which are going to protect you. Still have a lot of text, so let's get some callers in. Caller, go ahead. You're on The Revolution.
Hi, good day. How are you doing,
Mr.? I'm doing great.
Okay, I have a question. It's probably, I mean, like, you could give me like your suggestion on it. But it's probably more for the, you know, like the authorities or whatever. You know, like we have a lot of homeless, not even homeless, like people who don't have all their faculties,
yes,
their mental faculties. You know, they pretty much homeless. A lot of them sit on the street that day again. You know, they don't have, they're not cognizant of what's going on. I wonder what they If you have some suggestions, or I haven't heard anything about what the government plan on doing for those people as far as getting them vaccinated, because a lot of them probably, you know, they're susceptible to anything, you know, the elderly elements.
Yes.
I just have one more point after.
That's an interesting question, because if it's not mandatory, I don't think the government has the power to do that. Because as you indicated, some of these persons may not have sound mind. And because they do not have sound mind, they certainly don't have the legal capacity to give consent. So I would love to hear a legal mind speak on that. It sounds like something which is dicey. I think at best, maybe the government or social services should, you know, maybe go around in a van, something like that, and maybe hand out masks or, you know, try to help them as best as possible to protect themselves. But given the vaccine, that may be a challenge.
Yeah, like dicey. Yeah, I understand. But, yeah, I mean, because even if, okay, we had proven that 100% that the vaccine is effective, but we would never get, totally out of having the virus here.
Mm-hmm.
We still would, you know, we'll still be in danger, because I guess once the most of us get vaccinated, the ones who, then we just leave them to die. I don't know. I always think about them. I wonder who's looking out for them or whatever.
I do too. I see them on the street, and I'm always wondering, do they catch COVID? Are they okay? How is their immune system? Some of them seem to be very robust. They're just walking around,
exactly.
No masks, and they hustling the food and hustling a way of living, you know. But like you, my aunt always reach out to them, and that's a very valid question to ask for the authorities to think about.
Can I make one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Point before you go. Now, I keep hearing the arguments. By the way, I am vaccinated. Like, I didn't really do it because I didn't want to do it. I wish I didn't have to do it. You know what I mean? But I did it in the event that it does. And it, you know, after watching, I didn't go and be the first one in line to do it either.
Okay.
After watching a few people take it and doing due diligence and, you know, not still having fears about it, I went ahead and do it.
Yes.
Because I'm not of the mind like this. If I could take something that would prevent something from happening, not to say it would happen, or it could even stop what happened. Let's take, for instance, if I'm in my home and I hear a crash in the window 1 o'clock in the morning, I don't have anything to defend myself or my family. Versus of having a weapon or some kind of, you know, alarm system or anything that would help me to defend or, you know, or to protect what's going on, then, you know, I am at bay at whatever happens. You understand? So
yes.
I look at it as an additive to prevent or to help me
as
a
precaution.
I don't have no effects from it. I'm not saying that you mandatory. I mean, it should be mandatory to take it. But I believe that, that's my humble opinion, that, you know, it didn't do me anything. So
okay.
I would suggest to people, you know, if you feel, especially if you have hypertension and all these other stuff, I would go ahead and take it. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
We all have a good game, man.
Yeah, man. And thank you so much for your contribution. If you believe my friend, me and you will die in 2 years, but I don't think he's right. So, you know, stay focused, stay positive. And I believe if you are satisfied and comfortable that you did the right thing, then you did the right thing. Thank you so much. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead.
I apologize for calling back, but I want to elaborate on the text in which you had got, you hadn't elaborated on. Now, the person was sending the text, was said that, who don't want to take the vaccine if they get sick, don't come to the hospital. What they got to remember, everybody pays tax, and they shouldn't be working to the hospital if they're going to have that kind of attitude. That's a filthy attitude.
Yes.
And that person could get sued, okay? If we were to know, or if those that's in authority know that that message has been sent,
mm-hmm.
It shows how nasty some people are, and that's the same reason why some of us don't trust certain people. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I fully understand you, and I agree with you on the level that it cannot happen, it should not happen. There's no way a government will tolerate persons turning other persons away. However, from a human perspective, it has crossed many persons' mind. It has crossed my mind. I'm not going to tell you any lie. If I am standing on the line with you and there's one space left and you didn't get vaccinated and I did, I'm thinking, well, I should get that because you don't believe in it, right? I think from a human perspective, but legally, constitutionally, within the realm of medical ethics, can be done, shouldn't be done, absolutely mustn't be done. But then again, this shows how complicated this particular issue is. It's not simply whether to take the jab or not take the jab. It's not simply an issue of economics and the country being shut down. There are a multiplicity of complicated issues which must be contemplated. At the end of the day, it's really about fairness and justice, which is going to be prevailing. It's going to be about persons' human rights and constitution. At the end of the day, we hope that we all do the right thing and we survive this. But remember, Mr. Stockholm, let's confront the brutal realities that we're faced with. We have another caller. Caller, go ahead.
Are you with?
Yeah.
The thing is...
Quickly.
The thing is, people shouldn't have that type of nasty attitude displaying to the public.
Yeah, they have the attitude.
When they're working for the public, when they're getting the public money.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay,
thanks for your contribution, Bremer. I understand what you're saying, and we certainly don't want that to become a dominant expression coming out of the medical arena. But in terms of what we're doing here, in terms of our exploration, in terms of our discussion, understand that that sentiment hangs out there someplace. And not just from the medical arena, if that person is from there. It's from right across the board. There are other individuals who see that. I saw a video recently where an individual made the same point, where his wife had to go to the hospital. She had stage 4 cancer. She had to check out, the hospital was forced to check her out early because of capacity issue. And he's saying, well, why should that be so? So it's a question of persons thinking about the idea of fairness. You're on the revolution, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead, please. No, let's move on then. This individual is saying, happy birthday to Juan McCartney. Hope you had a great day yesterday. Well, today's my birthday. You could tell me happy birthday too. What's your view on going to work versus going to church? Pretty much the same thing. I believe the only point I made earlier is when the individual says, God will protect him. I am saying, as an example, that persons are getting infected in the church. I don't think there is any special type of a treatment, whether you are in church or at work. You really have to take all of the precautions which are necessary to protect yourself. And if you deem vaccination as one of the means which you want to employ, then go right ahead. If you think that's not something that you want to do, then absolutely don't do it, but take all the other precautions. Wear your mask, social distance, stay home, don't go into big public gatherings, don't do the things which is going to expose you and expose others. Let's take another text. Okay, great show. I'm tired of vaccinated people acting funny around non-vaccinated people. Like, we have the thing also asking us non-vaccinated people question like, why we ain't vaccinated then? When we tell them, their response is, well, that don't make sense. Well, you can understand if an individual decide to make the decision, then they may not be able to justify you not making the decision. But again, it comes down to rational discussion. Mr. Edwards, y'all vaccinated people discriminating non-vaccinated people, lives matter. I would never discriminate against you. To the extent, if you're non-vaccinated, you're going to stay 10 feet away from me. If you're vaccinated, you're going to stay 10 feet away from me, or 6 feet, whatsoever the distance is. I am equal opportunity as far as this virus is concerned. I don't go no place. I don't do anything extra. I'm not going in any public. I'm not going no place and let nobody lay hands on me. That's me. That's my decision. And I'm going to treat you the same way, regardless of whether you're vaccinated or not. Now, you know, if you're acting in a way which is, I think, a little bit detrimental to me, you know, then I may want to check that. If you say that you're vaccinated, then the same level of stress may drop a little bit. But, you know, it's my decision. At the end of the day, you have sovereignty over yourself, and I do too. So I have to, you have to respect that. I have to respect you. Caller, go ahead. You're on The Revolution.
Hey, good day, Mr. Edwards.
Thank you so much for joining.
And I don't like to say happy birthday to people when they get over 40. I say happy long life.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you a question. First of all, before I say what I say, let me clarify myself. I made up in my mind after my own research,
yes,
and trying to put one and one together, I took the vaccine, so I can say what I'm about to say.
Yeah, you need to turn Edwards. Your radio off or something.
Okay.
You have some feedback.
Sorry about that. Mr. Edwards,
mm-hmm,
this curfew is in emergency order until November. Now, isn't it that we have to reach a certain amount of people in order to have herd immunity? Am I correct?
That is correct, based on the information
I
have.
Now, Mr. Edwards, let's go a little bit deeper, all right? What if between now and, say, like October,
mm-hmm,
God spare our life to live, that we reach that mark of herd immunity, is it that the prime minister, I don't think you could answer it for him, but do you think he's going to come back and reverse the decision to say that the country has reached the level of herd immunity or even a little bit more, that the emergency order comes to a complete halt, or would it continue on until November? That's a serious question, because everyone asking me that question.
Okay, this is Do It, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, first time talking to you, certainly
yes, sir.
A pleasure.
Yes, sir.
You know, I only share a name with the Prime Minister, so I'm not qualified.
Yes, sir.
I have a fundamental difference, though, on this herd immunity. I don't believe that the Bahamas can reach herd immunity. I don't believe countries which are significantly dependent on tourism with people coming in will ever reach herd immunity.
Mr. Edwards, I say to you what I said to someone yesterday, quoted in front of the class, because this numbers would be trying to reach with everyone who coming in here and everybody going in, and this one coming, this one sneaking in,
yes,
being a never, ever,
no,
ever reach that.
It's not
going to be hard. I wouldn't say we never, but it's going to be very, very hard.
Well,
to reach that.
The idea of having herd immunity as measured within the confines of the borders of the Bahamas is going to be erroneous, given that we are
wow,
running an industry which takes in millions of people from outside on any given year or any given cycle. So that,
yes,
there, I think, is a challenge.
Mr. Edwards, before I go, I don't mean to cut you off, but I will say this to you, to other persons in this country. Whether you take the vaccine or not, it does not boil down to the pastors, the government, the nurses, the doctors. It boils down to us as personal responsibility. I heard you said that
Bingo. If
a person takes the vaccine or not, you're going to still treat everyone equally to how you want to be treated.
Yes.
So if persons in this country who don't want to take the vaccine, but you still don't want to wear a mask, or you still don't want to sanitize, we fighting a dead horse, people.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? Only some of us making us sick, you know. Only some of us making our family members have to go to the hospital and in some incidents to die, you know. Only us, you know. It ain't the government. It ain't the pastors. It ain't the police. It ain't the nurses. It ain't the doctors. Because when you don't do that, and allow your family member to get sick, then you put the burden on the doctors, you put the burden on the nurses, you put the burden on the ambulance attendants, you put the burden on the people even cleaning the floor inside the hospital.
Yeah.
So we need to take personal responsibility. So until we as people, right, individually, not collectively, because we have to start with ourselves first in order for us to make it, to have a voice. So if I say I'm going to continue to wear a mask, and the next one ain't going to wear it. Then, hey, that's your...
Okay. I totally agree with you, Do It. Certainly very, very valuable contribution. Let's take this last call and then go into a break. Caller, you are on the Revolution.
I thank you. I love your show. I love the research that you do in order to produce such a fine show, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Continue what you're doing. My question is, I want the birthday thing, and then I want to ask you something else. Now, should we be celebrating the moment of conception or the day when we were released into this mutable earthly water experiment?
that's an interesting question. Which would make you whatsoever age you are plus 9 months if you go from the moment of conception? I have a little funny thing which I said. Don't take it too serious. I say, you know, we kind of live for 9 months, you know, start from zero to living. And then we spend the rest of our lives dying after that, right? But, you know, traditionally, culturally, the world celebrates it the day you enter this side of consciousness.
You know,
so,
I know that, right?
You know, we want to do that. Yeah, I know. I know you just
played. But hold on, you go on?
No, I'm still here with you.
Okay. Now, have you seen the release where the U.S. government is being sued $200 trillion by a program called Justice is Coming?
Call who?
Justice is Coming. There is a lawsuit that's going to sue. Lawsuit is based on the original Constitution of the United States. Okay, you haven't seen that. I want you to look into that.
Yes.
Because I believe, sir, that somebody has to pay for taking the male Ebola virion and having it mate the female influenza vaccine. Because that's the foolishness that causes nature to reverse on you. And what they did was they created a black hole for humans. We are all going to be turned black if we don't be vaccinated, because that's the way we turn when we leave.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let us take... Okay, there's a caller. Let's squeeze this caller in. Caller, go ahead. This is the last call before the break. Caller, go ahead. Keep it short and spicy. Go ahead, caller. Not there? All right, let's just take a break, and when we come back, let's get through these other texts. And I want to share some things with you from Marcus Garvey as we celebrate Ronnie Butler today. We celebrate Marcus Garvey, celebrate my birthday, and 16 plus 1 or 17 minus 1, one McCartney's birthday. You listen to The Revolution. Come right back.
And I'd get ready to go outside and play. Get my friends from next door to run with me to the store to get some salt beef and flour for mama to cook. We pick some limes from the tree and we pick some sapodilly. Then we make some switcher to drink to wash down the food. My behavior.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
No matter how careful you are, sometimes accidents happen. When it comes to your auto insurance coverage, we know what you need. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we provide superior customer service through a quick and efficient claims department that you can trust to get you quickly and safely back on the road again. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
For the best jerk in the Bahamas, you must have Balu's. Pork, fish, and chicken served with our delicious country-style sauce and authentic festivals. Balu's, Nassau East South. Call or WhatsApp 376-8951. Balu's, the jerk with the soul of reggae and the spirit of Junkanoo. Balu's jerk, traditional, slow-cooked to perfection. 376-8951. Get yours today.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I did she one time or another. Now she says she gonna be a mother. Her father come to straighten the thing. That's when the wedding bells start to ring. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. If you're old enough to do this to me, Nelly, you're old enough to marry she. My son, don't try to run, cause I ain't gonna miss with this shotgun.
Ronnie Butler at his best. This is a shotgun wedding. Don't try to run. You're old enough. Today is your birthday. If today is your birthday, you just went up one day older. You may be in that bracket. This so-called vaccine was not proven. We waited. This so-called vaccine are not proven. We waited 20 years, it says, for we and our children are going to be experimented on. Okay. How can you accuse unvaccinated of endangering lives when vaccinated spread, catch COVID-19 just as easy? Since vaccine got here, the COVID cases have gone up and not down. COVID-19 deaths are up and rising. All evidence clearly shows that the so-called vaccines are not stopping or slowing COVID-19 in any way. That's the true science on this matter, and I have been following it. First thing first, the vaccine isn't supposed to stop or cure. It's supposed to help the management thereof. Get it through your all heads. These are not vaccine. The CDC definition proves that. So forcing these injections is extremely illegal. No, sir. Well, it may be illegal to force them, but based on the CDC, on the CDC's new definition, these reach the definition of a vaccine. Being unvaccinated is only expensive because this wicked government has put so many unconstitutional law against the unvaccinated. It is evil. Now, by this wicked government, I think you're referring to the Bahamas. I have some business to do outside of the Bahamas, and it therefore make that government a wicked government because they are certainly causing us some serious, serious additional costs. Dr. Minnis say if you're vaccinated, you're out of the pandemic. What kind of, I won't read the rest of that, but that's not the case. We know that now. Does it really make sense to solve one problem? We got that already. Happy birthday to you, sir. Continue to have a long, healthy, and prosperous life. I believe that people who are who made a conscious decision not to take the vaccine have a humanitarian duty not to overwhelm the already overwhelmed healthcare system. That being said, if I go to the beach when the government close it, would it be in breach and penalized before the courts? If the government can use its power to hinder my personal decision that only affect me, I should be eligible to receive my tax-paid medical aid that I deem necessary for me. You want some money there? Persons talking about not allowing people to go to the hospital if they refuse the vaccine should also keep in mind that vaccinated people also get sick. We don't know what the future holds. That shoe, the shoe can end up on the other foot as well. Let's educate each other to make an educated decision and not throw shame and disgust at each other. Totally agree with that. It's about tolerance. It's about accepting other person's idea. Mr. Edwards, the vaccinated people are not following the protocols. In matter of fact, most of them have the silly thinking that they can not get COVID since they are vaccinated, and they are all under each other like, I am not vaccinated. Requirements are people to stay 13 feet away from me always. To stay 13 feet away from me. And I always wear my mask. That's a good thing. And that's important. The protocols must stand. Let me just get you these quickly. I see you, caller. I'll come to you in a quick second. Good afternoon. To the last caller, how could you turn black if you are already black? I think he was kind of tongue-in-cheek there. Mr. Edwards, that is so nice of you to remember Ronnie Butler. He was the best, was my favorite artist. No one does it like Ronnie Butler. You're making me cry. Well, if I have the ability to do that today, then you have certainly made my day. Ronnie Butler is one of my favorite artists. Again, because I discovered, too, that he was born on August 17. He took up an extra special place, but it was long before that. I believe, and I've said this before, Ronnie Butler was in the class of Sparrow and Arrow and those other Calypsonians within the region. And for some reason, he never ever got that same recognition, and I think he should have. It is foolish for persons to take an experimental drug against their better judgments just to potentially protect other strangers. I am sorry or not. But protecting myself comes first. If you protect yourself, then you will certainly protect others. Hi, Mr. Edwards. Do you think it's possible that the vaccine do help you survive, but maybe we're causing the vaccine to contract COVID more? Possibly, we don't know. But for the moment, we trust in the science, and we're going to do what's necessary right here and right now. We have a caller. Caller, go ahead. Let's try to keep it short. I think we have still a number of texts to go through. Caller, go ahead. You're on the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Edwards.
Good afternoon.
Happy birth anniversary. All right?
Yeah.
I see why my spirit takes you. My birthday was on the 8th. So it just goes over to you and Juan and Shelly Morris and Bremen and whoever, right? But it's hard for me to keep it brief because I've been hearing so much anti-science foolishness on the radio.
You'll have to keep it brief, though.
Yeah, but I want to get this off the fact that they were saying that vaccinated people, unvaccinated people are causing the virus to mutate. That's foolishness, because what happens is the virus is mutating before the vaccinations were even here, even from the 14, D614G mutation out of England.
Yeah, where is the vaccine mutating to 52?
No, look, what I'm saying is the viruses were mutating before the vaccinations were here. So let's give, for instance, the vaccinated, they haven't, the data is, like Dr. Gilbert Morris said, the data is still evolving in the logarithmic stage. We have a cruise ship where vaccinated people were on board.
Yes.
They contracted COVID.
Uh-huh.
So if we have transmission between vaccinated and vaccinated, that points to viral immune escape. That one is over. The fact that the RNA viruses are very unstable, that's why they require refrigeration, because if you study genetics, you will know that RNA viruses are very unstable. So in their replication, they make mistakes in the protein makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Also, influenza viruses are segmented, give them a higher rate of antigenic shift and drift than any other viruses, all right? So they have 8 segments. Each segment has a chance to be a mutation, and 2 of those segments would have the genetic makeup of the mother and father, all right? So if you have an existing virus in your body and you contract COVID, then you would have reassortment. The gentleman called before the break, he mentioned something that's called recombinant. That's completely different. Also, the science is, the Ritz, you study the science. I see, I don't stop studying. I keep studying because I realize how complicated it is. You have Informed Consent Action Network, right? The Health and Human Services has admitted in direct violation of federal law it failed to provide a single vaccine safety report changes for 30 years, according to Informed Consent Action Network legal lawsuit in the states on paper. And I've also asked members of the media to read and explain the difference between absolute risk reduction and relative risk reduction to show the folly in the information we're receiving, all right? The fact now also is that the reason why the CDC still mandate masks is because the COVID-19 proliferates in the nasal mucosa, and so it's still you have the ability to transmit and contract.
Mm-hmm.
So it is futile that with the schism that they're creating amongst the people, in our ignorance, we can't even see what is being done to us. They're separating us under pseudoscience. It doesn't make sense. You see what I'm saying? So,
okay. All right. Thank you so much for your contribution on that. Caller, you're not a caller. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead. No, not there. All right. And so let's finish another couple of texts we have. I think I should only come on the radio when it's my birthday, or should only come on one McCartney show. Get a lot of texts. Good day, Mr. Edwards, and happy birthday to you and belated to Mr. McCartney. The whole separation between vaccinated and unvaccinated person reminds me of how the Bible says there shall be a separation between the sheep and goats. Sheep follow Christ, the goat follow the world, and the world is following man's way. Jesus is coming for his sheep soon. Get ready, Bahamas. Okay. Great topic. We are all born with a shelf life. Job said, man born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. This pandemic is one of them. The majority of us will live between 1 and 100 years. too far. Very well, very few make it to 100. And it is now how long you live. It's not how long you live, but what you did with the time you got. Dr. Martin Luther King, JFK, all live short lives. Thanks, Mr. Edwards. That's true. Live short life had great impact. Malcolm X and so on and so forth. Hey, Mr. Edwards, do you think it's possible that the vaccine do help us survive? You said that already. What do you think about quotas for COVID and non-COVID patients in the hospital? Well, there can't be a quota. But the only reason that you are getting an idea of percentages in terms of capacity is because I think there's been allocated resources. So, for example, if the total capacity of beds in the Bahamas is 200, I don't know what the number is, but if the number is 200, we are assuming that, say, 60 has been accorded for COVID patients. So when you hear that 100% of the COVID facility is taken up, it's because that 60 bed has been taken up. When you hear that 150% has been taken up, it means that the 60 which was allocated is already taken up, and maybe another 30 which was expected to be used by persons with other form of ailments, other form of sickness, is now being used by individuals who have contracted or is dealing with the COVID virus. So, can't really have quotas, strictly speaking, but, you know, I hope that explains it somewhat. Mr. Edwards, I think we will be in this pandemic until at least 2026 because the USA and the rest of the world cases are at an alarming rate. I can't say if it's 2026. The one thing I do know is I don't believe it's going to end in the next couple of months. I don't believe the end of this year we necessarily will be out of it. I think our lives are going to be changed radically in many ways. So let's see how we move. Remember, it's behavioral modification which is going to be most important. And that is one of the most significant shifts that we are not seeing with people. Some persons are not ready to curtail or change certain behavior in order to make themselves that much more protected. Mr. Edwards, happy birthday to both you and Juan. Whether vaccinated or unvaccinated, people will become infected and will need caring for. Medical persons need to go beyond vaccination and teach us all a level of home care to prevent infected persons from being admitted to hospital. I have a point there, if that's possible. Most people would wish to care for loved ones at home, but don't know which pharmaceuticals to use, nor what vital signs show that there is improvement or deterioration. Now, to your point, one of the most fundamental issue, I think, in the whole treatment of COVID is this idea of persons needing oxygen. We see reported where Doctors' Hospital is struggling with their supply. Across the world, Jamaica, United States, all over the place, that has become an issue. Another aspect is the need for persons to be put on ventilators. And in the Bahamas, in the region, there is a significant undersupply of ventilators should the need spike up. And so we have to bear those things in mind. So it's not simply, hey, stay home and take this bush medicine. Because if your oxygen level is low, because as I understand it, the virus has a attraction to the cells in the lungs, and therefore it reduces the capacity. It destroys the integrity of the working of your respiratory system. And as a result of that, your oxygen level is low. Then that has a significant amount of implication. Because if your oxygen is low, then your brain cannot get enough oxygen to function. Other parts of your body cannot get enough oxygen to function. And obviously, oxygen is one of the most important elements that we need as human beings to survive. Without that, you're going to die. And so, you know, let's see how best we can. So preventative, wear your mask, wear two masks, stay away from people, be careful. And I know that persons have done that and still contracted it, but please do what is necessary to protect yourself. Because guess what? We have a country hanging in the balance, you know. We have an economy which is hanging in the balance, a region which is hanging in the balance. And it's not simply on government. It's on us. It's on every single individual to see ourselves of having a part, a role to play in protecting us. Good afternoon. The needs to educate persons on the care at home or after receiving COVID is very excellent. And I think you're saying that's an excellent discussion. Good afternoon, Mr. Edwards. Happy birthday to you and Mr. McCartney. Would have been nice to hear 52 continue a bit more. He is well-researched and knowledgeable. Certainly, yeah, we had more time, but I think the point was made. I think 52 made the point, and so we get them. We didn't cut him abruptly. I just think 52 made the point. He's saying this thing is complicated. It's not as others are saying. I think his point was made. Why cut him so abruptly and discard everything he said so easily? I've not discarded anything that he has said. Totally agree with his point. Always look forward to hearing from him. But in that same stead, while 52 is well-researched, 52 must understand that that well research does not give him leads to go on and on forever. It's a talk show etiquette. You know, keep it nice, keep it short. If you already say it, there's no need to go over that. And so I certainly appreciate him, as you're saying. He's the only independent voice we have in this serious time. So give the gentleman respect. I respect him a lot. I don't think he's the only independent voice, but he is an independent voice making a very valid contribution. When pandemic first started, people with non-COVID problem were turned away. I know personally. So why can't we turn away COVID patients? That would create a bigger problem. Hospitals are only full because government refused to use natural remedies and other methods that actually work. If you have those, I think we should use them. Not because many don't understand 52 means he's not correct. I don't know where this thing about incorrect is. I didn't say anything like that. I honestly don't. I'm not in a position to say whether he's wrong or right. The things which he's saying, I don't know. So I accept them as is at face value. Didn't make any point in that. So I follow and check what he says, and he's been right on mutations and herd immunity is chasing a rabbit. It may very well be chasing a rabbit. It will be something difficult to realize. People just need to be socially responsible as opposed to be socially ridiculous. I think that is a valid point. We are almost close to the end. I have one last song I must get in. Well, this is going to be my song. I have a song to play for myself from Buju Bantan. Over these last 3 years, I felt in many ways that, you know, I have been going through a valley. In many ways, I've, you know, died, changed some things, rebirth, renewed. And so Buju Bantan has this song which he says, "Buried Alive." I've been buried alive, but I'm still breathing. I change up that line to say, I've been buried alive, but I'm still dreaming. I want to leave us here, though, with this thinking. We have to become our brother's keeper. We have to become more responsible, and we have to take on the realm of leadership in a more significant way. If we're going to do that, if we're not going to do that, we're going to cause problems for us. As I said before, there is a country hanging in the balance. We cannot depend solely on government. We cannot depend solely on those who find themselves in a formal leadership position. It is for every single one of us to take up the mantle and run with it in the most responsible way possible. If you want to take the vaccine, go ahead and do it. If you don't want to, then don't do it. But whatsoever decision you take, be as responsible and as careful as is possible. We're going to leave it there today. Thank you so much for joining me. I certainly enjoy this. It's part of the birthday trad, and so we continue to celebrate Marcus Mosiah Garvey and Ronnie Butler, and say again, happy belated birthday to the original host of this. I want you to walk good, take good care of yourself. One love and Ubuntu. Good day.
I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling. I am alive, there must be a reason. I was given one more chance, my heart's still beating. Buried alive, but I'm still breathing. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I got a feeling. Oh, I am alive, there must be a reason. I was given one more chance, my heart still beating. Now all this time I've been blind, only running against the wind. Friends of mine pass with time, after living a life of sins. How many give up, many give in? It's my determination to win. I survive the worst of times. I survive, yeah. I was buried alive, but I'm still breathing.